This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
The building now, we've got representatives from Ivy and the Dunedin Youth Orchestra. We've got James Axton and Ben Walker from the DYO. Good morning. How are we doing?
Very well, thank you, Zach.
Very well.
Yep, doing good, thank you.
Nice. James, you're very tired, it seems.
Yeah, you know. It's been a long weekend.
Very long. You flew back from Auckland yesterday.
Yes.
What time did you get in?
It was actually the day before yesterday. I just actually catching up on sleep.
Oh, right, fair.
It
takes a while.
Yeah, had no sleep for a couple of days, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, quite sleepy. But, you know, I'm here. I'm raring to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Radio 1.
Energy levels are unparalleled.
Exactly.
Now, I've played the Migos orchestral version before because I think it's pretty fitting given it's kind of similar to... Well, not kind of similar, but, you know, there's worlds colliding with your gig. Have either of you seen that Migos orchestral performance before?
No, I haven't.
No?
No.
It's incredible, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's great. They've got, like, that song and, like, another song they do. And it's a lot of fun. Tons of fun.
Yeah, it works well when you like you mix orchestral with like other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's surprisingly well every time. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I find.
I mean, like orchestras can be just a vessel and a vehicle for like just further engaging with the sound, which I guess what you both are doing. This is the first collaboration between the Dunedin Youth Orchestra and Ivy. You know, it's a lot of Dunedin Youth Orchestra supporting Ivy in a way by translating their music into orchestral stuff. You know, will the tables be turned? You know, will Ivy be playing, Bach, Chopin, or anything? That'd be fun to see.
Yeah, we'll see if we have the musical capacity for that. I'm not sure. We could give it a go, though. Be great fun.
It'd be pretty fun.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Is it possible to do, like, Bach and Chopin on guitar?
Oh, you can arrange anything to play on anything.
Okay.
Like, yeah. It's totally possible.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen someone do it. But
whether it sounds good is another question.
I'm sure. I'm sure it could be great. Really. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Speaking of capacity, this gig is at Eric's on the 28th. Big shout out to Eric's. There's about 30 people on stage at any given point. I think.
Mm.
5 people from Ivy. What, 22 from the youth orchestra?
Oh, something like that.
Mm. So, there's a pretty big stage, I'm imagining.
Yeah, I think they're extending the stage from its usual size so that we can all squeeze on.
Mm. How big is that stage going to be? It must be huge.
It might be half the room.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's big enough. As long as we can all fit up there, then.
Has the stage been extended fully, like, yet, or is that going to happen in the coming weeks?
I think it's a pretty easy job. I think it's something like a day job or something like that.
Oh.
We can just bring out the
stage.
Just
rock on up.
And, yeah, just pull up and play.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Is anyone having to, like, downsize equipment-wise to make this fit?
We're not taking the whole orchestra, like...
Mate.
It's so sad,
No double bass, I heard.
No double bass, only 2 trombones. Usually there's, like, 3. It's, like, half, like, the French horns and stuff. There's not many, like, strings. Like, it's all just compressed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It seems like a very novel event, you know. Has there been anything like this in recent memory, you know, like a rock band collaborating with the youth orchestra?
Not with the youth orchestra. The Dunedin Symphony Orchestra, they played at Electric Avenue last year. Yeah. Man, it was crazy I was in that, yeah. Sometimes I tell people, like, oh, I was in Electric Avenue, and they're like, oh, cool, which shows did you watch? I was like, no, I was on the stage, and they're like, what? They did a whole bunch of, like, 20s, like, pop music. No, 2000s pop music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With, like, orchestra backing it and then, like, a soloist up front, yeah.
Mean.
That worked well.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Crowd loved it.
Yeah. Oh, that's mean. That's so good. That's so good.
Yeah.
Were you going to say anything good?
I was going to say, I can't remember the last time, a local band did something like that with an orchestra. I feel like it is a pretty novel thing. And it's, groundbreaking, which is why it's so exciting. And it's a huge thing for us in Ivy as well.
No, very awesome. Over the past 2-ish years, you know, there's been this massive change in our musical gig culture here with the rise of more all-ages events. You got more all-ages venues like yours, you know, and it seems like it's really supporting kind of like high schoolers get into the music scene here. Do you all reckon that this event kind of sits on the periphery of that phenomenon, given that, you know, both relatively young groups here?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think the goal for for Ivy and our close networks at Velvet, the label.
Mm. Shout out!
Shout out to them. That's a main goal of ours and theirs, to get people of all ages interested in the music scene, whether it be being a sound person or getting creative and like writing music.
Mm.
It's definitely a main goal to get people of all ages, like young and old, into music. So, yes.
Mm. You have anything to add there, Ben?
No, I think you said it pretty well.
Cool. Easy peasy. I want to know, this is more a question for you, Ben, I guess. You know, how do you guys interpret the tracks? You know, do you, oh, actually, you as well, James. Do you much rehearsal together? Or does someone just kind of pass out the music and then you go, right, okay, cool?
Oh, yeah. We've been at it for the past, like, 3 weeks, I think. Maybe four.
Mm-hmm.
We totally rehearse together. It's like a weekly thing, and like the first one was just the orchestra and the band was sitting there just taking it in, and then the next week we got to like we played together, and and it's always a bit of a challenge putting it all together, because you know, as orchestral musicians, they always have this piece of paper in front of them that has all the instructions for all the notes you're going to play, but like I think typically of bands, I guess, I don't know, is that always the case, or is it more like you sort of memorize things and just go from there and you have like a chord chart or something? And then
yeah, I mean, I personally do it all from just memory. Like, I never really write out any of our music.
Right, yeah.
Which does make it a little tricky when we're practicing with the orchestra, just because you guys will refer to the sheet music and we sort of have to guess where we are.
And
it's a strange feeling getting lost in your own song.
Yeah.
But it's quite cool, and I like the experience, I guess. Everything's pretty new.
Well, I was going to say, like, on stage, to make sure that you don't get lost and that everyone's on the same page, you know, how are you going to, like, if you finish a song, how are you going to cue to the orchestra that the next one is, like, good to play? Like, thumbs up, you go, ah! A little bit of stage banter. What's the details?
The orchestra has a conductor.
True.
And the conductor always starts and stops the orchestra. So I think that'll be his job. I think he'll bring in the band and, like, the orchestra at the same time. Yeah. So he's the guy who's in charge of all that.
Mm-hmm. Nice. In charge of the band as well as the orchestra?
To a degree.
Conductor doing some band stuff?
Well, he's more following the band, really.
Conductor is following Ocean, the drummer, who basically controls everything. and you will have, like, a planned out set list and everything, so everyone knows where we are and what we're playing next. So, yeah, it's fairly straightforward, or hopefully it will be. but yeah, we'll find out.
I'm sure it will be. There's a question for you, Ben. You know, does this feel like an opportunity to kind of integrate directly with the Aussie Porti music scene in ways that you don't normally do?
Yeah, I think we might see a lot more young people than we usually do, because often orchestras, you put on a concert and, you know, you don't get a lot of young people, it's mostly older people, and as far as I can tell, it's just always been like that. I think having a band like Ivy just shows, and, you know, the fact it's a youth orchestra as well, just, you know, makes it much more appealing, and a lot more young people will be familiar with Ivy's music, I'm sure, than some of the stuff that we play at the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, we'll be branching out to a different audience that might not usually hear us. Yeah. I think that's a great thing. I think they'll love us.
Yeah. Mm. And how does it feel to get kind of an insight into a different form of music and music making? I know that you've got a violinist in the band, but that's one thing compared to working with a whole orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, it's really cool. And we've always sort of been compared to, or we've always been told we have classical elements in our music.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jesse's
classic. Boring! I'm kidding.
Really Jesse's had his classical voice singing singing training for his entire life, and Louis was classically trained at violin as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually think the pairing up with the DYO is just logical, and it works, I think. Yeah.
Mean. Do you have a project coming through this year? I know there's details, but there's no details, you know?
Hopefully is all hopefully. I can say. We're sitting on an album
okay.
at the moment.
Okay.
We're just making sure everything's done thoroughly and properly,
mm-hmm.
And we don't want to rush it out. So
very good idea. Yeah.
We're sitting on it for now, and mm-hmm. More details to come.
More details to come. That's fantastic. Well, I think that's all the time we have on the program for today. I want to thank both of you for coming on. Are there any thanks you'd like to give for the show?
Oh man.
Any shout-outs?
Yeah. In the music department at the university, Maddie Parkins Craig, she's done a fantastic job, like taking their music and then putting together the orchestral parts. Like she did all of that work, giving the orchestra something to actually play on the stage. Yeah, and as well, Anthony Ritchie, who's also at the music department, he did one of the songs as well. They've done a fantastic job. I think they deserve a lot of praise.
Nice.
I would like to shout out.
I'd like to shite. Shout out.
Yep. B from the DYO, Kirsten McCauley, Mike Axton.
Mike Axton.
Yep,
relative? Yeah, I was going to say.
They've all done heaps of work for us. Max came as well from Velvet.
Classic. Best last name I've ever heard.
Yeah. Well, it's all great people, and they've put in just so many hard yards for us. So none of this would have been possible without all of them. And so many more thanks to so many people I didn't mention.
Big shout outs. Big shout outs. Well, thank you for coming on. Is there any final word you'd like to leave the listeners with today?
Enjoy your day. Have a great St. Paddy's Day.
Mm.
Drink responsibly and stay safe.
And you, Ben?
Come to our concert, please.
Indeed.
It's chilling out, isn't it?
A very, very good message. And if people do want to go to that concert, they can on the 28th of March. It's a Friday. It's at 7 p.m. at Eric's. You can find tickets from moshtix.co.nz. It's called Beautiful is the Listening Ear.
It's sold out.
It's sold out.
Oh, I forgot.
Really?
Oh, dang it.
Damn.
Yeah, you can't get tickets. Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay.
It will be on YouTube a couple weeks after the gig. The whole thing's getting filmed and recorded.
I see.
True,
if you miss it, you can watch it on YouTube.
Sure. Maybe we'll take it down from the gig guide. stop doing the advertising. Anyway, that's us for today. Thank you both for coming on.
Thank you.
I'm very happy that this gig's happening, and I'm glad to hear you guys are too.
Thank you.
All right. That was James Axton from Ivy and Ben Walker from the DYO, Dunedin Youth Orchestra. Coming up at 9:30, we have Quizzle Me This with the Quizzler, the Quizzard of Oz, and Quiz in My Pants. Here's Ivy with Real Love. You're listening to The One Kakite.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.